Boy, great to have you back with us. It's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins. Brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors in Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice. The new showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
Pretty well. This is kind of interesting to me. And I was thinking back, you know, you have a World Series team. And everyone anticipates the next year this World Series team is going to come out and start the dynasty of the Yankees or even the Giants in 2002, 2003. And then they fall on their face. And then the next year they come back and they start playing like a World Series team again. I think we're looking at it again.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Red Sox right now. I mean, they were an unbelievable story all the way through last season. They've all got the beards, and it's a rollicking good time. And then they come out, and they're just horrible. They're kind of getting it a little bit back together now. But you can't recapture something like that on a regular basis. It rarely happens these days.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it's just so crucial that Sabian, you know, went out and got Hudson and Morse and you know, made some changes that they needed to make up and down the lineup. I mean, there's so many things are going right at this point, you don't even know where to start.
No, it's interesting. And I always say, Bruce, when you have a team that wins a division or has a great season, people have to have great years, you know, live up to who they are. Or, you know, just have those kind of years, say, wow, there he is again, you know, the 20-game winner again. He's done it 4 years in a row. But you look at a guy like Pence, he's second in the league in runs scored. Morse is about fourth in RBIs. Pagan is third or fourth at hitting. He's one of the hit leaders. Bumgarner's pitching the way he did in the first couple of weeks of spring training. And Romo, whatever you say about him, can't get lefties out. He's 17 out of 19. So they have the makings. I say the first 2 months generally tell you who you are, and they sort of have the makings of a club that people are doing those kinds of things that have big seasons.
Yeah, and they're basically doing what you would expect of them if they're healthy. It's not like anybody's hitting, you know, 370. You know, for Morse to hit a bunch of homers, that's no surprise when he's healthy.
Right.
He's always been a bomber when he's not on the DL or whatever. And that's the most encouraging thing to me is that nobody's playing really out of their mind, but they're doing what you expect of them. You know, Pence has been an all-star where everybody knows the talent that he's got. He's been great. Pagan's doing what you need to do in the leadoff spot, and you know, for him to be hitting in the 320s, it's the best he's ever been. But it sure doesn't look like a surprise. So I mean, and you know, Marty, it's so interesting to hear what people are saying about the team now. I mean, when the Cubs were in, Edwin Jackson with the Cubs said, I think he said they're a great hitting team, and Wainwright calls them a very deep lineup and actually throws out Murderer's Row. So, I mean, the times have really changed.
Boy, within about 3 weeks, because about a month ago they couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag, and everyone wondered, you know, what was ever going to happen.
And you know, that'll happen again, I think, too.
But the funny thing is, you know, they're doing it without Belt and without Posey, and that really is something to behold.
Exactly, and Pablo's only starting to hit now, and the great thing about the depth of their lineup is that you're going to have some ups and downs, and you know, Morris and Pence could very well cool off, and then maybe Belt comes back and he's the guy. But when you have like Wainwright says, a Murderer's Row in the depth of the lineup, there's really no relief. Even a guy like Hicks, who isn't hitting for average, can take you deep if you hang a curveball. And that really bodes well, because it's not just packed into the 3-4-5 or it's like just at the top. You know, they can hurt you all the way down, which means that they can afford to have somebody slump or heaven help you get hurt for a few days.
Yeah, Bruce Jenkins with us. You know, I've used the phrase men playing baseball. They are men playing baseball, and they're on a mission, and they know they're good. And they're loose, and even listening to Bam Bam Mulins with his point system a la Alvin Dark, he's got them competing with each other, and it's actually working. So, yeah, I'm encouraged by it. The other thing, you wrote a wonderful column this morning at the 3-Dot Lounge about Pablo Sandoval, which I agree 100%. This is the place for him, and watching what he can do over these couple of weeks and knowing what the market is all about, I would think they should actually sit down and try to get this guy signed.
I have to think that's what's going on. I mean, just looking at Sabian's history, it's such a nice cushion to know that these guys, you don't just admire them as players, but they've helped you win it all. They've helped you get rings. They're wearing rings. They got two of them, maybe. And, you know, he's been rewarding these guys time after time with long-term deals, and most of the time it's paid off. And, you know, right now, Sabian's general philosophy looks completely golden. The team's got three more wins than anybody else in the bigs. It's a terrific thing for the fan base, too. I think we've said this before. They know who their guys are. Their guys come back. Their guys get signed up long-term. They're not just moving on to another team every November. And, you know, it's a solid, familiar-looking lineup. And Sandoval, to me, is right at the heart of it. As well as he's hitting, I love to watch the guy play defense. I've never seen a third baseman built like that, even playing the position, let alone some of the athletic feats that he pulls off out there. So, as we've said, once again, a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, and he's better off here.
He's
better off here than spending the next 4 years in St. Louis or Pittsburgh or Arlington. You know,
he doesn't have any history, you know, in another place. I mean, you still see kids with panda hats on out there. I mean, they love the guy unconditionally. They just love the panda, you know, and then he eventually will come back and reward you. And, you know, if he went to an American League team and they said, you know, we know you can play third, but we'd kind of like you just to be a DH for us, that would depress the heck out of him.
Yeah. No, you're right. Everyone should read the column this morning. I think you hit it very well. Bruce, looking at a couple of things. One, I still say when it's all said and done, it's Giants-Dodgers in the seven-game series for the National League pennant. I tell you that. Look at the Cardinals, and they've got great pitching. The Brewers we haven't seen yet. I've seen enough of the East. And I've seen the Rockies on the road and the Dodgers staff and what they're capable of doing. I still think it's going to be these two teams when it comes down to the end.
I absolutely agree with you. They're the scariest team. And, you know, they've got an awful lot of problems right now, but I'm not sure they're going to last. The difference right now, the Giants have scored 117 runs with two outs.
Right.
And I was reading the L.A. Times that the Dodgers are 4-for-37 with the bases loaded. So, I mean, there's just a drastic difference in clutch hitting. But, you know, those things tend to turn around. I mean, the Giants aren't going to score, you know, half of their runs with two outs, you know, for the rest of the season. And I think the Dodgers will wake up. They've got to sort out the Matt Kemp thing, and they got to keep Hanley Ramirez healthy. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. Their Dodger pitching is very good. That's always what you look at, you know, more than anything.
Yeah, Vince Scully was very distraught last night with Puig had a chance to bust the game open, and Paul Mahalim, I think, got him out. Vinny couldn't handle that. That was a tough one for him.
Well, you know, the Giants have a 7.5 game lead over the Dodgers and Colorado. That's pretty substantial. I mean, I think they've buried Arizona. And the disparity from Colorado home and away is just too great. I mean, even the great Troy Tulowitzki, his home and away numbers are incredibly, night and day. So, yeah, I think the Dodgers will be there at the end, and that would be a classic National League Championship Series.
Yeah, we've never seen it. Hey, I appreciate you being on. What's your day like today?
I'm trying to follow the French Open because I'm a big tennis fan. The Giants are on. Little family time today. My daughter's going to be around, so it's looking like a nice day out here on the coast.
Are you getting outside today? That's the question.
I don't think so, Marty. I think I might make a trip to the refrigerator a couple of times. Maybe I'll take out the trash a little later.
Right. Terrific. Love it. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins. More coming up in the Sports League.